Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. And today we have launched two brand new episodes for our two brand new brand partners. So listen to this one and then go and listen to the other one that we've launched today as well. Right, I'm going to get straight into it and introduce you to our first brand partner.
Like, from your perspective, what happened?
So Lash Base has been a brand that I have used and followed on social media pretty much since the very, very beginning, used them in my beginner's courses. So it's not like you're not a brand that I had no idea about. And I think for me, from the very beginning of my career, or maybe about a year in, we hit lockdown and all of a sudden I had no content to be posting. And for me, it very quickly transpired into, oh my God, okay, what am I going to be posting instead of lashes, or, you know, some lash sets from a few months back? You know, there's only so much you can keep going if you haven't backed up some photos and videos. So it was almost that confidence of going, okay, I'm going to have to start documenting what I'm doing, which is not a lot. I'm sitting at home. I'm completely out of work. So I was having my studio built at that time, completely documented that, videoed everything, and just kind of had to bring myself to have the confidence to start talking on camera. I just realised that we're all nosy. We're all so nosy. We love reality TV and we want to know what's going on in people's lives. And I think it was very, very quick that I realised the minute I put a video or a picture of myself doing something in what is considered the most probably boring period of my life, got more engagement than any of my lash photos had ever got. And yeah, okay, filming yourself on camera, hearing yourself speak, it's not great at first. And it almost just became normal. And not only did it give me kind of a sense of purpose to be doing that every single day, it kept people engaged with my account. It had me building up lists for when I was going to be reopening. And I had people I'd never spoke to supporting everything I was doing and going, I cannot wait to come get my lashes done by you when you won't reopen. And I kind of have kept that going. And it's just kind of my confidence has built more and more. And I'm quite happy now to now sit and talk and talk. I mean, sitting and talking has never been an issue for me. I've always been told to talk too much. So to be able to make part of my career from that actually wasn't that hard in the end. So I actually think that's one part of the industry, or maybe even the beauty industry as a whole, that people are not willing to put themselves out there and sit and talk to the camera because it seems cringe, or aesthetically they maybe don't feel like
I was going to say what, why do you think that is? Why do you think people don't like putting themselves? Because I completely agree with where you're coming from. I hated doing it at first. People don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert and I used to be a lot more shy than I am now. I didn't like it. I hate the sound of my own voice, all of that stuff. However, the more you do it, and now it's obviously completely natural to me. And it's the same for anybody that goes on camera. The first time, it's horrible. It's terrible. You're awkward. It's cringe. It's everything. However, the more you do it, the better you get. And then before you know it, it's a natural thing. So why do you think people don't do it?
I think it is the cringe factor. I think there's a real part of people just feeling like they're going to be judged. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you know, we always think of influencers or people who already have a following or who are famous that do it. Why would someone want to sit and hear from someone that's got 200 followers? But at the end of the day, like, why would they not want to hear from you? You know, you just tell your story. Everyone's story is, like, interesting. And like I said, people are nosy. I also think the beauty side of it is that aesthetically, if you're not sitting there and, you know, you're nitpicking, because you do, you sit there and you think, especially when it mirrors it back and you think, oh, is that what I look like? And it is kind of having the confidence to actually sit there and be looking at yourself speaking, and you will pull yourself apart. And I think in that moment, a lot of people just go, scrap this, I'm not going to bother doing it. When you just keep going and you actually start, in a weird way, it does give you a lot more confidence because you realise you see yourself how other people see you. And I don't know, you just get used to it. But I think a lot of people just kind of nitpick and go, oh, I just don't look good today, I'm just not going to do it. Whereas I actually think there's a lot more, I don't know, people prefer it almost if you haven't purposely dolled yourself up to then sit in front of a camera. And I did a really big point through lockdown about filters and how people in the beauty industry, if you're have some kind of lash business or beauty business or makeup artist, that you should not be using them. You should be scrapping them altogether. I mean, no one should use them really, but I get that some people, they're in insecurities and people could do what they want. But I made a real point of, if you have got a business within the beauty industry, you should not be putting yourself on camera with a filter. And I think that's what people won't do. People aren't happy to sit without a filter on. So I think it's sad because I think a lot of people should, because, like I say, people want to hear what you've got to say.
Well, yeah, from what you're saying, that is a lot of that is one of the reasons, or one of the many reasons, but one of the reasons why we contacted you about this opportunity, this like based off of the vision that we had and what we wanted, because you put yourself out there, because you're so real on camera, because you'll talk about what any like you probably think, oh, this is boring, who wants to hear it? But you'd be surprised, like it is interesting, it helps build that connection. So much so that we saw our brand in you, like the values you have and what you're trying to like teach people is what we saw, which is what made us approach you. And I just think all of these people out there that won't do it, how are they going to get those opportunities or any opportunity at all if they're not doing this? Like it might amount to nothing. You might stay on 200 followers or whatever, like, but that's just exactly the same position as you would start in anyway. It's not like no worse. So, yeah, I do agree with that. So anyway, like we were talking, I interrupted you, but we were talking about, yeah, from your perspective, how did it all happen, and with us approaching you.
So I think that was the thing. It was kind of like I will happily sit and chat on camera, and I think it kind of just transpired from that. Like, I know you've followed me for a while, and I know that's the sort of videos that you do yourself. So I'm not saying I wasn't surprised when you contacted me, because that sounds bad, because I was very, very surprised. But when you started to explain the opportunity and the sort of videos that you do, you just sit and chat. I'm like, okay, this actually makes sense, because that's what I do. I'll just have a thought while I'm making breakfast and be like, no, I'll film this, and is it interesting? I don't know, but there's a lot of people out there that do want to listen to it, and I think it has just come from that. Yeah, just kind of the confidence to put myself out there and be like, do you know what, even if this does only get 50 views, like, whatever. I mean, it's clearly been picked up by the biggest lash brand in the UK, so I'm doing something right. And yeah, I definitely do push other people to do it.
Nice one. So, do you remember like how we, or I guess it was me, wasn't it, that approached you? Do you remember like when you had, because we had a quick Zoom call, didn't we, where I went, or a FaceTime, sorry, and explained everything to you and stuff. What was you
Yes. So,
thinking?
no, so yeah, so you sent me a message, just a few questions, not kind of giving too much away. And I think quite quickly I was like, that he's digging for something here. So yeah, kind of a bit of back and forth conversation. And then waiting, kind of, oh, okay, there's maybe an opportunity here. So then I'm like, okay, well, I was kind of associated with another brand at the time, or that was very, very coming to an end. And that had kind of run its course, as things do anyway. So to me, it just kind of seemed like, well, this is a sign that, like, this is cool. Again, kind of waiting, sitting on the edge of my seat, and I was like, no, something's cut, like, something is coming. And yeah, here we are, a few months later.
Nice one. And yeah, so why did you say yes?
So I said yes because, as I said, I've been using Lash Base from the beginning. It was in my beginner's course. I think about 90% of the products were from you guys. So when you first get in the industry, you don't know all these lash brands. So you kind of go home and you just order extra of what you've been given. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't actually think, other than maybe trialed and tested one, maybe two, I haven't used another adhesive from another brand. So it was like, even if I was going off and ordering a few other things, it was like, okay, I've still got to make my order with Lash Base, like, every single month. And I suggest exactly what you were saying. Like, our values, I feel like, are very similar. Like, I also feel like I want to make a change, and the lash and beauty industry can have a bit of a weird reputation sometimes. And I don't want it to have that. And I think you guys do that really well. Like, although you're very professional, not everything is serious. Like, everything's still fun and lighthearted, and it's like warm and comforting. And it's like a brand you can trust. And that's always the way that I've kind of wanted to come across. I've always wanted it to be that by the time clients walk through the door, they feel like they know me already. And there's like a comfort there. I wouldn't be booking with a lash tech that had never ever posted themselves. I would want to walk in and be like, I kind of know you. And yeah, there's that trust. So I think the values 100% are just aligned. And yeah, the fact that your products are amazing, and even my students, like, you are the first people to be like, if you had to pick one brand to get everything from, just use Lash Base. If you want to just do one order, just, you can't go wrong, really. So it's kind of a no-brainer, really, to say yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, and then for everybody that hasn't quite got the full picture of it yet, I just had a vision for how I wanted Lashbase to move forward in the industry, starting this year, and that was to include and involve lash artists more and get them more involved in the brand. Like we're growing as a business still. We've got loads of staff here. However, when you're starting to build a business, you don't build the business of lash artists. You don't hire a lash artist to quit what they're doing and come and be in marketing. That's not how it works. So I realize we need to work with those that have our same values, work with those that we can give them a stage and a spotlight and the platform, however you want to describe it, so that they can then grow even further. As well as it being of benefit to Lashbase, because everybody involved in what I hope we're going to be creating is going to benefit from this. The wider lash industry and lash community anyway is going to benefit from this. So are you, and so are Lashbase. So that's basically what we were hoping for, which is where you come in. But what is it you're hoping to achieve, both personally and then also with Lashbase from this?
I think one of my things is that I've realized I've done this for over five years, we're coming up to 5.5 years, and a lot of my lash career and my business has been quite isolated. It is an isolating job at times. It's especially when you work for yourself, you're running a lash business and you're here, although you're having clients coming in and out the door. Obviously, there's no one to kind of relate to. You don't have colleagues, unless obviously you're working in a salon, then that's amazing. But I've kind of felt like I've had quite an isolated first few years. Obviously, the pandemic doesn't help that. But I think for me, I went to my first kind of lash award ceremony last year, and it really, really opened my eyes to be like, well, there is a lot of us in there, and like people do want to support each other. And I don't know, it just kind of opened a whole different door that I kind of hadn't seen before. For me, it was kind of very in a box. I'm doing lashes, and this is this. And yes, you can obviously expand in certain ways, but I think working with someone like people like yourselves, I think it does kind of open that, even like it opens the whole structure to be like, well, there is a lot of people here, and there's a lot of things that can be done, and it doesn't have to be you're a lash artist turned educator turned lash brand. Like, there are so many things you could be doing. And I think kind of selfishly, I want to be a part of that. I kind of what I want there to be like the community to kind of come together, and the lash industry to kind of be like a really like nice and like, I
That's
don't
the
know,
thing.
like a really like.
I do think that this is going to be the start of something in the UK. I know in the US, a few lash brands have got lash artists working for them. But in the UK, this what we're trying to do now and what we're doing just isn't done. This is like the
No.
brand new way. And I want to encourage anyone that's listening, like feel free to approach the brand that you like, approach them and see if there are ways that you can work with them, because we obviously have got you and Liss as our first brand partners that we're going to be working with and hoping to build something pretty big and pretty special. But in the future, we are going to want to have a full-on army of lash artists working with and for Lashbase, so that all of us are winning, that all of us are pushing forward. So I'm really excited about this is the start of it. We are going to do our best to make sure that you succeed in this as well. But yeah, I'm very excited. I feel like, again, just one of those where it's mutually beneficial. I feel like
Yeah.
for the lash base, it's good for the lash artist, so it's good for you. Right, so that was what I just wanted to talk to you about, just so other people can kind of understand where you're coming from with this brand partnership that we're doing. But for those that don't know, I probably should have started with this. For those that don't really know you, could you tell us a little bit about your own business and what your plans are this year? So, yeah.
So as I say, I've been running my business for over 5 years. I kind of took a bit of a risk. Well, I was quite in my early 20s, took a bit of a risk, did a lash course, and about 3 months later went full time. I was just in the right sort of circumstances to be able to do that and give it a go. So slowly it's just kind of built up. I'm fully booked most of the time. I'm now an educator and I love lashing. It's genuinely such a passion, and I think especially in the last few years I've really really made sure that like I understand lashing. It's not just pick up, place the lash and that's that. Like I've really made an effort and I want to continue to make an effort to thoroughly understand the process of lashing, like learn your adhesive and learn retention and really really know what you're talking about and make sure your clients and students understand that like you can communicate effectively with them. That's like one of my biggest things is that I think people should just know how to communicate with their clients. And I really, really want to be pushing and almost teaching people how to effectively do that. I do think it is something that's missing. Someone could be a wonderful lash artist, but if you do not know how to communicate with your clients, you are not going to have a successful lash business. And I think that's something that like I've become very good at. I also think that down the line, I do want to keep educating, and that's why I'm kind of trying to like be very, very constant, consistent on TikTok, uploading videos, sit more chatty about different things that can help people. And I think overall, I do want to kind of be associated as like one of the experts that people kind of come to and yeah, where I don't know where the education side of it's going to kind of go because I'm just starting out in it, but I kind of see myself that expanding quite far, and I just want to kind of make a bit of an impact on the lash industry, make a change, and yeah, kind of just make it into what it should be.
Perfect. And that's why we want you on board. Right. So that is it. I'm going to call it a day there. And yeah, everybody else, if you want more information, we have got a blog up with a mini interview as well, which we've asked more questions. But you'll be seeing Abigail's face a lot more across the Lash Base feeds. Also, you haven't told us what your Instagram handle is so people can follow you.
Oh, my Instagram is at studioar.beauty. Make sure you go follow.